Hey there, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Tax Sell Podcast. My name is Casey Dimon, and I am your host. These Friday editions are slightly shorter episodes where we take one topic, tip, strategy, or mindset, and dive deep into it. So make sure you check back next week if you are looking for our full-length episodes. Today, I want to talk to you about how you can become a more successful tax sell investor. Now, this episode is more or less how to approach what you are doing in your business. Now, tactically, there are plenty of ways to get better. You can go to more auctions, expand areas, learn more strategies, more techniques, about a dozen other different ways. But all of those fall under one of two umbrellas that we are discussing today. You should always, always be improving or focusing on one of these two things. Now, there are two ways to get better as a tax sell investor. Education or experience. Ideally, both, of course. Let's talk about each one and how you can leverage them into your tax sell business so you can ultimately make more money. The first one is education. Obviously, I'm a big fan on education. When I started in this business, there weren't too many outside resources other than a few sketchy infomercials that aired late at night. Over time, more folks have entered the tax sell education space. Likely, some are good, and some, well, they probably just leave quite a bit to be desired. But the point is, there's more education now than ever before. I personally have over 1,000 YouTube videos, hundreds of podcast episodes, a book that is free outside of the $5 to ship it. And then, of course, I have my premium training program through the Tax Sell Academy, where I literally teach everything I know about this business and have learned about this business over the past 21 plus years in a step-by-step, comprehensive manner. Beyond that, you can simply visit the county websites, read through their rules, their process, their frequently asked questions, read the tax sell laws, and learn. There are many of ways to learn, some that make it easier than others. It's just up to you to choose a method and stick with it until you completely understand it. Now, once you learn how to invest, once you learn about this tax sell business, it's not over there. And that's the important thing that I want to get across in this episode. After that, it becomes a matter of continuing your learning, of refining your skills, and becoming a better investor through education. When I got into this business initially, we used fax machines. Physical phone book size MLS databases were commonplace, and there was no such thing as online auctions. Now, some people from that time have failed to adapt, and they went out of business by the mid-2000s. So I went all in on learning every new skill that I could related to real estate investing and the internet. Eventually, I figured out how to leverage it, which helped to grow my business exponentially and has put me in the position financially that I am in right now. And what you might not understand is it's not as simple as going onto Google and typing in newest things for tax sell investors. Yeah, that might pop up a thing or two that helps you, but it's all these little side skills that we must learn about and apply to our businesses. Things like communication, for example. Guess what? When I started back in the early 2000s, most people used landlines. We didn't use text messaging, and a lot of times we didn't even use email. We just pick up the phone and make a phone call. Communication has changed since that time. There's also things like internet marketing, social media marketing, graphics, designs, copywriting, organization, researching, learning how to be efficient. These are all things that can make or break your business as a tax sell investor. So education doesn't just mean educating yourself one time as a tax sell investor, learning the tax sell business, and you're done. No, it's continued education about all things related to your tax sell business and how those things will continue to evolve over time. And get this, probably the most important part here is finding things and ways to make your business grow that you didn't yet know about, but you can now use. Case in point, when internet marketing started to become popular, guess what? The first adopters of internet marketing made a lot of money. So it's a constant process to not only learn the basics, learn the skills, and also you need to learn what the business is doing as it evolves. The second way to grow your business is through experience. Now, that education that you have, whether through a system like the Tax Sell Academy or through self-education, should provide you with the confidence to get started, which will then provide you with the experience that will allow you to continue to grow. Now, one way to get that experience is through practice or paper trading. In this type of situation, you would learn the tax sale business. You would find a county tax sale list. You would research that list, determine what your maximum bid would be. You go to the auction, register at the auction with zero intention on buying any properties. And then you'd write down all the maximum bid amounts, and you would follow those properties to see what happened after the fact and to see how you would have done. Now, this isn't always going to teach you the same way as if you were investing actual money, but it's definitely a start. Then, of course, the second way is to actually get the experience by doing. The cool part is that once you've experienced one situation for the first time, you will never experience that same exact situation again. For example, after scoring some big contracts to resell the first few tax sale properties that I had purchased, the title company called me a few days before closing and said, "Casey, guess what? We cannot close these transactions for you." I was dumbfounded. The reason, of course, is because I had not taken the time to clear those titles. So I lost the buyers and I lost quite a bit of money, at least temporarily, until I got the titles cured and resold those properties. That's a mistake that I never made again. So again, experience will teach you a lot of stuff. We also gain experience by going through and researching properties. Learn how to be efficient. Take one transaction, one method, one strategy that has worked successfully for us in the past, and we apply it to something else. Nothing that we do in this business is without value. There's a lot of people who say, "Oh, I don't want to waste my time researching properties." Well, guess what? You researching those properties is teaching you how to be efficient. We are constantly learning something in this business about something. It's just a matter of how valuable what we're doing actually is. So I wanted to record today's episode to remind you that we, all tax sale investors, need two things to succeed: education and experience. And these aren't things that end after deal number one. We need to constantly be looking for ways to learn new methods, processes, and strategies. And we need to constantly be reminding ourselves that everything we do in this business provides us with a valuable experience that we can then look back on. So as you progress in your career, be sure that you take the time to work on your business instead of just inside your business. It's so easy to get into this tunnel of doing the same thing over and over and over again. And when you look back 5 years later, you haven't made any progress. So instead, take a step back occasionally and ask yourself, how can I better educate myself in order to grow my business? And how can I leverage my past experience for future successes? Do not get stuck in that tunnel doing the same thing over and over and over again. But if you ask yourself how you can better educate yourself and how you can leverage those past experiences on a continual basis, your business will succeed over the long term. Hope this helps. For more information on the tax sale business, make sure you check out all the links in today's show notes, including the one to our primary site at taxsaleacademy.com. Hey, take care, folks, and make it a successful day. We'll see you next time on the Tax Sale Podcast. Bye-bye.